Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. I'm with another camper. We're still out at the archery. It's super hot. They're kind of taking a little break under the shaded structure, but still having a nice time at EHC. I have another camper guest here with us. I think he's experienced podcaster before, aren't you? Yes?
Yeah, I did it one time on my first year.
Excellent. On his first year, please tell us who you are and where you're from.
I am Milo Crow, and I'm from Menlo Park, California.
Nice. And how many years have you been coming to camp?
This is my third.
And is this your first teen camp?
Yep.
Perfect. What do you think of teen camp as opposed to the youth?
I think it's fun. I have been able to do more stuff than usual.
Right.
So, and I get to stay longer.
Right. Can you tell us the difference between the youth activities and the teen activities, what the major difference is?
It seems like I have been doing more like rec than usual.
Right.
Because there's more like rec activities I usually don't do.
Right.
And there's like longer like I guess times, and there's different things that I usually wouldn't have to do.
Right. Like in the youth, they make a schedule, and you guys agree to that schedule.
Yeah.
And teens,
you just
go crazy and do whatever you want. And so that gives you more opportunities to do more things,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
What have you enjoyed that you got? You and we just talked to Tam. What do you guys have been enjoying rec this year? What do you got going on?
I really did like the swimming. I mean, swimming, sorry. Not rec. That's not rec.
The swimming is rec. Oh, the fishing. There we go.
That's when I came here my first year. I wanted to do it, but they didn't have enough fish. So I couldn't do it.
Right. And we have fish now.
Yep.
Did you catch anything?
First cast, I got a catch. I got a bite, but it went away.
Gotcha. So, but you felt it on the pole.
Yeah.
You were like,
all I got was seaweed and bushes.
So we have a bunch of fish in the La Jolla Lake now. They take care of them. They stocked it with bass and crappie and a bunch of different things. And they cleared out the lake. They dredged it out. And now there's just a bunch of fish in there. And fishing is now one of the main activities here at camp. It's pretty awesome. We used to do it, but it just faded because there was no fish, and now there's fish, and you loved it.
Yep.
Joe added disc golf. What do you think of that?
That was fun. Today I got a 3 out of 3, so hopefully I get a store coupon.
Oh my, 3 out of 3? That sounds like store coupon material, I would imagine.
Well, Joe was saying if it was like the best out of the period, and I think it was. Nobody else got like in a row, like out of the whole thing. So
nice, big scoring. And then so we've added fishing and disc golf. I know he did goal ball the other
balls,
day.
Goal balls, I didn't do that.
Okay. Have you done anything besides the rec? You said the pool. Did you do the pool?
I usually do rec, swimming, and Kiva.
Yes. So. You come down OJ Radio, don't you?
Yeah, I haven't been able to do that, but I do want to.
You want to sign up this afternoon?
Yeah, I might try to.
Okay. Well, I'm doing sign-ups. Let me know. We're doing OJ Radio. Milo. So are you staying for 2 weeks, three weeks?
Yeah, I'm staying for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And you're glad to be back.
Yep, I am.
What did you do last year when we took time off? Anything particular?
No, not really. Just stuck in my house. Not really being able to do anything.
That seems like a common thing. Bored, stuck. Those are words I've heard already.
Well, our AC broke, so that was sucky.
Oh, my. Hot,
yeah, it
bored,
was, yeah,
and
no,
stuck.
Our AC broke when it was like the hottest time when COVID, when the lockdown happened. So that did not go well.
Right.
I had to stay at my grandmother's. So.
Oh, that's unfortunate that your AC broke. But you're back at camp. You're glad to be back here. We made it through all of that so far, and now we get to be here at camp. So glad to have you back. Looking forward to just doing this over and over again. Until, we can't stop coming, until we're forced to stop coming here at Enchanted Hills Camp somehow, which we were last year. It's unfortunate.
Oh, another balloon.
Oh, I heard a balloon pop, too. Next is, who popped that?
Angel.
Angel, nice job, buddy. You got a podcast. You're on the podcast, popping balloons.
That's my second balloon.
Nice. Oh, campers having a great time here at the archery range. We just got done talking to Milo. You want to say anything to anybody out there? I always give campers a chance to just say whatever's on their mind or anything. If you don't have anything that's cool too, what do you got?
Bring a lot of tissues as you're not used to dry humidity.
Gotcha.
Because I already had 3 bloody noses.
Yeah, you've been having the bloody nose issue, but you're okay now?
Yeah.
You've been all right?
Yep.
Okay. We just keep an eye on you. Make sure you're okay. Hydrate. Keep that sunscreen on, campers. You know how we roll. We're going to take care of Milo and the rest of our campers here. Make sure everybody's safe and having the best accessible time ever.
Yep.
You have fun here, don't you, Ohio?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah, you do. EHC is
the place to be.
That's right. Yep. You've been listening to everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. We got a balloon pop here at Archery and so much fun every day. Thanks for listening once again. Thanks, Milo, for being on the show. This is everything EHC, and yeah, later, world.